Queen of Heaven, rejoice. Alleluia.
The Son whom you merited to bear, Alleluia,
has risen as he said, Alleluia.
Pray to God for us, Alleluia.
Rejoice and be glad, Virgin Mary, Alleluia.
For the Lord has truly risen, Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, by the resurrection of your Son, O Lord Jesus Christ, you brought joy to the world. Grant that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, his mother, we may attain the joy of eternal life. And we ask this through Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
Shining light. Com o terço na mão, peço a vós, minha Virgem Maria, minha prece levai a Jesus, Santa Mãe que nos guia. Com o terço na mão, peço a vós, minha Nossa Senhora, por nós todos rogai a Deus Pai, vos pedimos agora. Com o terço na mão, de joelhos no chão, vos pedimos. Aliviai as tristezas e as dores que às vezes sentimos. Clareai o caminho daqueles que vivem perdidos. E olhai por aqueles que o mundo deixou esquecidos. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Nos mistérios contemplo nascer de Jesus e a alegria. Na paixão, por amor preso à cruz, sua dor e agonia. Sua ressurreição e aos céus a ascensão no terceiro dia. Vossa coroação junto a Deus, coração de Maria. Com o terço na mão e com fé aprendi, Mãe querida, que aceitar a vontade de Deus é o maior bem da vida. Que ajudar um irmão no instante do seu sofrimento é amar nosso próximo e servir a Deus Pai nesse momento. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós que recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós e recorremos a vós. Santa Maria, rogai por nós.
It's 15 minutes after 12, and you're on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news for a change. It is that time of a day where we come together for our prayers as we get ready for Mass, which will start at around 25 minutes after 12 with Father Ben Mahlango, who is already here with us. My name is Shayla, and I look forward to taking down your prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. That number again is 011-452-7115. Let's go on to our first caller, Kenny. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Shayla. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Bernadette. Can you hear me?
Yes, Shayla. Sorry, I'm looking at something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bernadette. What are you praying for today?
For my whole family, living and deceased.
Yeah.
And for all their intentions.
Oh, okay.
And for everyone at Radio Veritas.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, then. Go out. God bless. Well, it's 16 minutes after 12. Earlier today, we received a prayer intention from Anonymous who asked us to pray to St. Mark on this feast day and the offering mass for the repose of the soul of all departed, a special intention for Jane and all those who are sick, God's healing hand upon them, and safe traveling mercies for family and friends. Good morning, good afternoon, rather. You're on Veritas.
Good afternoon, Shayla. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm fine. You're speaking to Zodwa.
Yes, Zodwa.
Shayla, today I'd like to pray for a colleague of mine and her brother.
Yeah.
Her brother is Elijah Mohale.
Uh-huh.
He's been missing since Friday. We don't know what happened. He was on his way to meet his sister-in-law.
Uh-uh.
Always.
Yeah.
So, but he was left in there and they are busy looking for him.
Oh, my.
So if we could pray for Elijah and the Tedros Masina and the sister and the whole family to keep them strong.
Yeah.
I hope they find him.
Okay, will do, will do. We'll keep Elijah in our prayers and please do keep us posted, eh?
Yes, definitely.
All right, thank you so much for the call, Zodwa. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, as you've heard that today, the 25th of April, Monday, the 25th of April is the feast day of Saint Mark. So Mass will start slightly earlier than normal. In the meantime, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Shayla.
Hi, Gift. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are the studies coming along?
Hey, Shayla. Yeah, no, I'm right in the mix. I know it's a bit challenging, but I'm working very hard towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I have started, and I know it's not going to be an easy road, but with your prayers and with the hard work that I'll put into it, I know I'll make you proud. And also
good.
The Radio Veritas prayers, like, I know I'll make you all proud.
That's lovely. That's the way. That's the spirit gift. So who are we praying for today?
Today, Shayla, is for myself.
Yeah.
As well as you and Spewis. Upcoming examinations.
Yeah.
That the power of the Holy Spirit may descend down upon us.
Thank you.
Life in our minds.
Thank you.
And help us to achieve. And also that intention goes to everybody in the writing of them. And also, Shayla, a special intention for my parish, for our building project, and the parish nurse, and their special intentions. As well as my godmother, Yuna Kambule, and her special intention, and also to her family as well. And a special intention to my families, and their special intentions, as well as my son, that the Lord may grant him good health and good qualities as well. And last but not least, to Shayla, to my to Radio Veritas for financial stability, and the Radio Veritas presenters, for the special intention.
Thank you.
And also to our parish priest, Father Victor Nguyenya, and these special intentions as well.
Okay.
And well, with that said, Shayla, I wish you a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. And the same to you.
I wish them a great day.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Eh? Go on.
Thank you, Shayla.
Bye-bye. Well, earlier today we received another prayer intention which reads, could you please place Lerato at the altar for strength and hope that things will be well? And that's it. Yeah. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Sia. Hi, how are you?
Good evening. Speaking to Doris.
Doris?
Yes.
Yes, Doris. Good to hear from you. Who are we praying for?
My colleague was fired. Today is their hearing. I pray for them to God to help them to come back to their job. They need that job.
Yeah.
Let us pray for them.
All right. We'll keep them in our prayers, Doris. All right, then. Thanks so much for the call. Bye-bye. It's 21 minutes after 12, and you on Radio Veritas. We're still taking prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. Remember that today is the feast day of St. Mark, so Mass will start slightly earlier than usual. Well, in, from our SMS's 41809, that's 41809, the SMS number, receive the prayer intention that reads, please place on the altar the souls of Fanyana, Elijah, Daniel, Tumi, Elias, Clement, Katlejo, Kidiboni, and all forgotten souls. May their souls rest in peace. And then Beryl asks us to pray for the intercessions of Saint Rita to heal Fiona and Ryan. Mamane asked us to pray for the entire family, finances, relationships, and homes, as well as for breakthroughs, restoration, and wisdom. We have an intention from Alice that asks us to please place on the altar Thanksgiving Mass for prayers answered. Coming back to our calls, we'll take the last call there. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Philomena. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks, Sheila.
That's good.
Seeing it's the first day of the week, I like this, and my intentions to be placed on the altar.
Uh-huh.
My intentions and Colette's intentions and my family, and in Thanksgiving for prayers answered, and also of course for Father Emily and for you all at Radio Veritas.
Okay, thank you so
God
much.
God bless you all and for all your work that you do, Sheila.
Thank you. God bless you.
I often hear you at night as well.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. I like that. Thanks.
Okay, Sheila.
All right, then.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well then, Akani asks us to offer pray for his special intentions for his grandmother, Dolly Mabasa, for friends. I believe it's you and Tebaso. Did I say that right? Kito. Okay, Kito. Ito. There we go. Ito. Ito and Tebaso. Also praying for Nomagugun Kosi and for the entire family. Well, 23 minutes after 12, we'll be starting Mass in the next 2 minutes. So if you have prayer intentions to put through on our altar, feel free to call us on 011-452-7115. Lindsay asks us to please offer up intentions for her sister, Etta, who's celebrating her 71st birthday today. May God bless her always, and she thanks God for having her sister around. Another intention here says, I wish to place my marriage at the altar that God saves and restores it. At the same time, change my husband and I for the better. Another intention here says, from Martha, please pray for Martin and Mae who have cancer, for Linda, Tony and Paul who had heart attacks, and also for Avia and Lily who are in hospital. We'll take the last two SMSs here that came through. There's one that says, please place on the altar the souls of Fayana and the souls of all the faithful departed. We also pray for women who are in abusive relationships. We pray that they may find the courage to lead a better life. With that said, it's 25 minutes after 12. We begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, and we know him very well. His gospel is easy to read and to understand. It's not complicated like other gospels. Especially, he presents Jesus Christ being human, of who Jesus Christ is in our own life. So as we pray today, because in the gospel today, he's sending us to go out and proclaim the good news. And I think the good news that we proclaim, especially myself, my most concern thing is in the family. That do you really proclaim the good news in the family? Do you really say good things to one another in our families? That's where we need to start. Then we can continue now going out, but we need to begin in our families. So let us come together to the celebration and asking God that, do we really say good things about ourselves, in our families, about to each other? We ask God to forgive us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words and in what I have done. And in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel, grant, we pray, that we may so profit from his teaching and to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ. We pray for all those who are placed at the altar, all those requests and the needs, that you, Lord, grant what they have requested, who lives and reign with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you that are in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response to the psalm: I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord.
I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord.
I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your fidelity. I have declared your mercy is established forever. Your fidelity stands firm as the heavens.
I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord.
The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your fidelity in the assembly of your holy ones. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Or who is like the Lord among the heavenly powers?
I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord.
How blessed the people who know your praise, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice their joyful acclaim.
I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord.
We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, appearing to the 11, Jesus said to them, "Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, he was taken up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended it. Amen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our founder, St. Eugene de Mazinot, he always encourages us that we, as we work as oblates, we must always meet people as they are. Human as they are, we need to appreciate and accept them. Because at times, we know, we forget that we are human and we want to live a high life and we forget who we are. First thing he said, accept yourself. Know who you are, know your gifts, know your strengths and know your weakness. In that way, we are able now to embrace Christ to help you in knowing yourselves. In that way, we are all called to appreciate one another in our families so that we can be able to obtain the gifts that God has given to us. In our families, we are all different. We are all unique. We are all human. And we need to appreciate that humanity that we see in each other. But at the same time, able to help that person to be aware that he or she has embraced Christ. That in her life, Christ, in his life, Christ is living there. In our families, we need to hear from each other the good news that we proclaimed to each other. Sometimes in our families, we don't say good things about it. We're always stuck in our humanity that you are human, you do these things, you know. We don't encourage one another that since you have embraced Christ, you need to live your life in a better way. In proclaiming the good news, we are affirming one another in our families because we do need one another and we need to continue to build the kingdom of God. But first, we need to build the kingdom in our own families where we live. Let us pray in this Eucharist that as we proclaim, as we ascend to proclaim the good news, we need the gift of humility to be humble ourselves. So that we are able to listen and to learn from each other. as we offer these gifts here at the altar, we remember all those needs and requests are placed here. And the Lord, we ask the Lord to also to accept them as we are praying it. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we venerate the glory of St. Mark, we offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of praise and humbly beseech you that your church may always persevere in the preaching of the gospel through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for you have built your church to stand firm on the apostolic foundation, St. Mark, to be a lasting sign of your holiness on earth, and offer all humanity your heavenly teaching. Therefore now, and for all ages unending, with all the hosts of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaimed. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your spirit upon them like the dew fall, that may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, And once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Buti Tlhakgale, our Bishop, and all the clergy, and we remember Monsignor Duncan Tsoke, who will be ordained as their bishop this coming Saturday. We also put to him, Lord, that give him strength and courage, and all the requests that are placed here at the altar. Remember also our brothers and sisters. We have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all those who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray. There is a blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, Saint Mark, and all the saints, we have pleased you throughout the ages. We may merit to be heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in aid of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us ask Jesus Christ, our Savior, to continue to give us strength and courage in our families, so we can come together and pray together and to be really a good family where we proclaim good news to one another. As we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to our apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the face of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Just offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who is sending us to proclaim the good news. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that what we have received from your holy altar may sanctify us and make us strong in the faith of the gospel with St. Mark proclaimed through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And now send you to go and proclaim the good news to your families.
Thanks be to God.
Just gone a minute before 1 o'clock. Would like to thank Father Ben for celebrating Mass for us here at Radio Veritas. Thank you so much, Father. Also to thank everyone who joined us here in the studio, our technical producer Kenny, and also our thanks goes to all our listeners who always support Radio Veritas and especially Holy Hour. With that said, we will be back again tomorrow at the same time. Until then, God bless you and ciao ciao.